Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It is Patriots Friday, and it is game one for the New England Patriots on Sunday, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Still time to leave a Hill note on the Odyssey app, and that is a voice note on any topic, whatever we have been talking about, whatever we are not talking about. Leave those now. Simple to do. There's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner on the Odyssey app. And you can leave a voice note. We'll play the best ones back before the show ends. We will get some tips when it comes to wagering this weekend from our guy Nick Kostos coming up in about a half an hour. And speaking of tips, if you listen to this show, then you probably know that when it comes to offering advice on how to wager, Scheim stinks.
In some opinions.
So, at some point, we were discussing that fact, and we came to this idea, which is that we would get some randos in here and see how they pick against Scheim. And so, I would like to welcome Brittany to the studio this morning.
Yay,
and
thank
on
you
Twitch
for having me.
And on YouTube.
Yes, and, thank you.
She is an influencer.
Yes, a good one.
And if they'd like to follow you now,
yes.
On Instagram, how do they do that?
So it's my handle is Boston Food Journal, and I cover all things food, lifestyle, events, fashion, art. It's a mix. It's a mix
in my
of things.
Wheel, right in my
yes,
wheelhouse.
Yes, everyone's wheelhouse, right? If you like good food, you like other things
I
as well. So
yeah. So now, how often do you go out to eat?
Well, so I started this because I love to go out to eat. It's my passion. So, I mean, right now, because now going out to eat is work, I try to, you know, I like to cook at home, aka a pasta bowl with butter. But yep. I go out, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week.
3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Top 3 restaurants in the city, in your opinion?
It's so hard.
Currently?
It's so hard because it depends on so many factors. I like the hidden gem hole in the walls. So I'm always in Chinatown. That's like my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is my place.
Okay.
Yes. So I
hence
like
the dumpling photo that
exactly.
we were using.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Okay. Like dumplings are my, they just give me, you know, I'm Italian, but I love, you know, Chinese food.
Do you agree with Curtis that there should never be just vegetables only in a dumpling?
I think there's a time and a place.
Okay,
but I do love me a juicy pork dumpling. Okay. Yeah. You know, but there's a time and a place for everything.
Pan fried, right?
Okay.
Pan fried, yes, yeah.
Always, right?
I'm with you on that.
Yes,
I'm with you on that.
Thank you, Shyam. She needs more dumplings than you do.
I don't know. Soup dumplings are
soup dumplings are good. Yes.
Okay, so top three.
Okay, top three. Well, I'm going to talk on what I have just recently been to.
Yeah.
Potluck Cafe in Chinatown. Kind of hidden. Really, really good. They give you pork buns, pan-fried, nice golden crispy bottom. Mm-hmm. You can get 12 for like $11. So a little over a dollar a dumpling. Really good value. And then it's like...
Pork buns was my nickname back in my...
That honestly should be my nickname. I'd be honored. You guys can start calling me Pork Buns from now on. That'd be great. I just went to a poke place called Manoa, you know, family owned, very small in Somerville. Fresh, delicious tuna poke, all sorts of sides, really like straight out of Hawaii. So we love to see that. And then, you know, I love Granite Links. I know you do too, Greg. But with this weather, it's just like I want to be outside all the time. So, you know, you can find me there a lot at the Nines having a great drink.
Yeah,
great it's just like this is the time to be out there.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
They're like meze platters. Very good at Crossing Nines.
And the mozzarella sticks.
Yes. Ugh. I'm a mozzarella stick.
Me too.
Girl.
I got to chill with those.
Yeah,
but
they're so good.
They're so good.
So we are here to see whether you can beat the geek or not. And so are you a football fan?
Yes. Yes. Okay, I was when the Patriots were good. Sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry.
Understandable.
Because you were going out and the game's
right.
on. And,
you know, good Lincoln game.
Okay, so this is better if you're not really a football fan. Honestly, it's better because if you beat Chime, he will never hear the end.
And I heard he already got beat at golf, so this might be his second.
Yeah, I got smacked.
That doesn't describe any of it. Like, he was embarrassed.
This might be his second embarrassment.
So not a huge football fan.
No, and it's funny. I had my best friend text me because her fiance was worried about me. She's like, do you know what you're doing on the show? Like, do you know what you've gotten yourself into? Are you prepared? I'm like, I think so. I think I got this.
Okay, so should we say hello to her fiance?
Yes, hi, Paige and Austin.
Okay. All right, so they listen and warned yes. you. Who did they warn you about specifically? Was it me or Wiggy?
No,
or
they just wanted me to be prepared to talk football. My dad, too. He was like, we got to talk before you do this so you don't look like an idiot.
You won't. Trust me.
I'm good. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah. Sham already looks like an idiot.
So how did you pick these? What did you, if you're not a huge football fan, what did you pick these four games based on?
Well, I feel like, I'm so into the media, so I know, obviously, that the Chiefs, I'm not a Swifty, but obviously the world knows about that. And I, like, don't even want to plug that because I'm not a Swifty.
Oh, you're going to bother
I'm sorry, I'm just not.
I respect the influencers.
Huge points on that, by the way.
Shoot, never mind, I take that back. Cut that part.
You just got huge points with a lot of the audience, so no interest in Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce.
No, but I obviously know that he plays for the Chiefs because of all the media hoopla, you know.
Well,
so that I know.
Let's start with the Patriots and the Raiders.
I got to go for the Patriots. I am a Bostonian, you know, and regardless of anything, I know they have some new coaching. I will pick my team and be a loyal girl.
That's good.
I'm a loyal girl.
Sean?
I'm actually also going to take the Patriots here.
All right.
I believe in the Josh McDaniels revenge factor. I think that the loss of Christian Gonzalez or the unlikelihood that he plays is tough for the Patriots, but I also think the outdoor-indoor splits for Geno Smith are kind of insane, so I will take the Patriots.
Okay.
And Brittany, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Not related to bets. You just met Shyam. He tells us he's had food delivered less than 3 times in his life. Do you believe that?
No.
Thank you.
I don't do delivery. Okay, I go pick it up.
I'm asking an impartial observer.
I do not believe this.
Thank you. Sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
Shyam is a big
catching strays,
as I am a big Chick-fil-A guy.
Oh yeah, I love that.
In that space, I will call that fast food. What do you think the number one go to is?
I am a McDonald's girl.
You are?
Oh wow. Yeah.
You gotta get out west.
Order?
It depends. I really like the crispy chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chicken nuggets are also
chicken nuggets,
great.
Obviously a medium fry and a big fat crispy Diet Coke.
Yes.
You gotta get out west. In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
Very good.
Hands down.
Blows we don't have a lot of that here.
No, you don't have them. You got to get out west.
Yeah, okay.
Way better than McDonald's.
All okay, right. Tonight, Chiefs, Chargers.
Chiefs.
Okay.
I know that they won the Super Bowl in 24.
Yes. Yeah.
And they were AFC champs, or the other one, last
There you go.
February 25. So obviously we know they're going to be good because they have Mahomes and Kelce.
Okay. All right. All right.
Not bad guys.
Yeah. This is a slam dunk bet on the Chiefs. Like, I'm not even hesitating.
Wow.
The Chiefs are 6-1, I believe, with Patrick Mahomes in week one. The only time they lost was to the Lions by a point. They always start good. Yeah. This is a slam dunk bet for the Chiefs. They also own the Chargers.
In the Harbaugh 5-0 though? And opening nights? Something like that?
Maybe that's a stat that I don't know, Wiggy, but this is all Chiefs all day.
Okay. This is a great game.
Yeah.
Ravens-Bills on Sunday night.
Ooh.
Wow.
Unbelievable football. It's a good weekend for football, as they all are.
This is when they'll pick different, I think.
Who do you like here?
I'm going Bills.
Okay, how come?
I know Josh Allen. He's very good. He's young.
You like his wife?
I actually don't know his wife.
Oh, okay.
I don't follow all that.
Yeah. Haley Seinfeld.
Yes. Oh, I know her.
Yeah.
I actually just love the Bills because I love how they all came together for DeMar Hamlin.
Oh.
And I remember watching a lot of that footage, and they just seemed to be really family-oriented. Like, they really cared, and I like that. I root for that.
Okay. Wow. All right. Sean?
Yeah, Courtney, you were right. We are going to pick different here. I'm taking the Ravens. The Ravens in the regular season are phenomenal. They dominated the Bills last year. I think it was week 4 or week 5, 30-15. Derrick Henry ran for 150 yards in that game. I will take Baltimore in Buffalo on Sunday night.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
All right. And then Monday night, Vikings-Bears.
Now, I've been hearing this is a hard one because they're both kind of meh, right? But I'm going to take the Bears.
You are?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're home, right?
Yeah,
they are. So Chicago. I'm always going to take the home field advantage.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
See, I know my stuff. Don't doubt these influencers.
Yeah, like right.
We know what we're talking about.
I said you would
home
crush
field
it.
Thank you.
Well, you did take the Chiefs, and they are on the road.
Well, but technically, it's a neutral site game.
They're the Chiefs.
You're right about that, which I'm so glad you pass on that one.
Yeah, no, I also have the Bears this week. I believe in Ben Johnson. I always have. I still have a lot of question marks on Caleb Williams, but I also have question marks on J.J. McCarthy. So I will take the Bears as home dogs.
Okay.
Wow. So it comes down to one game.
Yeah, it does. It comes down to one game.
Okay.
And we will find out whether Brittany can beat the Geek.
I'm actually going to watch it now.
Yeah.
Just so I can beat the Geek.
Yeah. So you can beat
I think you got to win the Buffalo game. I like Buffalo, too.
Thank you.
Since you're here, we talked about this briefly yesterday. How do you feel about restaurants charging for bread service?
I'm not for that. I think it's part of I understand it in two different ways. I do work on the marketing side for restaurants, so I understand the operation and I understand that the way prices have increased and how they have to in some cases. But I do think there should be a better way to bake that into other food costs because that's hospitality.
Yes,
hospitality can't die, right? It's the art of giving and making people feel something. So giving them that kind of starter. Kind of is just that vintage hospitality that I think should stay.
A lot of menus, though, are now doing different types of bread. Like, you could do the focaccia. Yes.
Yeah.
And then that kind of makes you think, okay, well, I'll do the upcharge to get the focaccia over the regular bread basket.
True. And that I understand because that takes extra. You know what I always say? You can tell how good a restaurant's going to be by the bread basket.
Mm.
Ooh.
Where are the best ones, in your opinion?
Oh, well, I like the Ocean Prime bread basket because you get a little bit of everything.
Very good.
Greg, have you heard of that place?
I have.
I know.
They may now be charging for their bread there.
Really?
Which sucks.
That's... That may be a place that I mentioned.
Yeah, Greg, did you know how much they're charging?
$1.429. $626.
Wow, that's a lot.
Is that how many bread baskets you have there this
year? Yeah. So you like the Ocean Prime bread, yeah.
There's only one number one, and that's Moo, hands down.
I was just
going
to say, the buns with the salt on top. Yeah, you beat me to that.
So good.
They are, those are, I could probably like do two whole helpings of those myself.
Yeah.
I might look, you know, I'm an eater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
have to eat for your job.
And
right?
I do. People are like, you don't eat that. I'm like, oh, yes,
so
I do.
So at the restaurant, I got to spend another $20 to $30 because who just gets one basket of bread?
Weirdos.
Right.
Well, no, most people do because you don't want to ruin the meal.
Oh,
no,
shut up.
Stop it. No.
Get this from my dad.
Guy who splits
a
salad.
Yeah. Because they only bring out like a couple of pieces, so you have to have multiple, you know, you want another thing of bread, keep it out. So now I got to spend more. I'm already spending $60 on a filet mignon. Now I got to spend another $30 on bread.
At that point, whatever, right?
Have you been to Capri yet?
I have, yes.
In the South End.
I have. I had a great time.
The bread comes with like ricotta.
Like the spread.
I love the bread. Oh. And I've been seeing it online. That and Caesar salad, I need to go back for.
The Caesar salad's the best one in the city.
That's next level.
Their chicken parm, though, was
mozzarella on top of the eggplant.
Yeah, and the rougat.
Shrek turns into like the biggest douche part of.
Inside the eggplant is the ricotta.
I'm sorry, I'm a foodie. Brittany and I were foodies.
Oh, well, yeah. Established. Yeah. We could tell. Yeah. I just Brittany, what's the best Italian restaurant? If you and just you're Italian.
Yep.
I'm half Italian. I just claim being 100% Italian. The one place you'll go, no matter the cost, high or low. What's the best Italian in Boston?
Reno's.
Oh, okay.
You just won, heart. Wiggy.
Reno's, yeah. East Boston. I took my dad there, and we ordered the entire menu, and we're there for like 3 hours.
Yeah. Portions.
Massive.
Gigantic.
And
massive.
I hope it never changes. Cash
what up,
only.
Tony?
Yeah, cash
you just
only.
Know it's good.
Yes, 100%.
Adore that place.
Yeah. Reno's has been there forever. I used to walk by that place when I was a kid when nobody went there.
And you said bread bowls show a good restaurant. I agree. Also, cash only means they're good.
Exactly.
You can't go cash only if you stink.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a, like, they don't take reservations, so you got to hit it just right.
Yeah.
Or you got to know somebody.
And,
can call Tony if you're in the know, like Wiggy is.
Yeah. What about breakfast? Boston, I think, lacks, and I'm not talking brunch.
Mike City Diner.
Oh, hold on. Boston is full of short men. Go ahead.
I've said that before. What, thank you.
You agree with that? Courtney says that all the time.
It's not an agree. It's stats.
This is actually statistical proven evidence.
They just had a tall men meetup.
I know. My sister DM'd me. She's like, you should have gone to that.
I know.
And, like, they hung out in the back.
Yeah.
Why the hate for the short kids?
It's not hate. It's just fat. It just is.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Sure.
Especially, I think they're mostly congested in South Boston as well.
Wow. Yes.
You know, that's also in the stat.
Yes.
So basically, the two of you are saying the South Boston bros are all short.
Yeah.
They're all midgets,
a majority.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. All is very short kings. Definitive. Yeah. We'll say most.
Okay.
They don't like the short kings.
Breakfast. Yes. I just feel like there are diners everywhere, but where is the best breakfast in your mind?
Mike's City Diner.
Mike's City. Where's that?
Right in the South End.
Okay.
Right in the back. They have the best steak and eggs, and I'll Uber Eats that sometimes. Mm. I love it. It's good. And it's no frills. There's
Chime,
a line.
Chime doesn't do delivery.
Yeah, you wouldn't know if you don't do delivery.
How's their French toast?
Good.
All right.
They have everything. Like, it's one of those places you get what you want, then you get a table pancake.
Yeah.
You sit there forever. The coffee's just no frills.
She gets it. Table cakes.
Yeah.
Another great order.
Yeah.
Table pancake or the table waffle at breakfast.
100%.
Yep, you have to.
You have to.
All right.
I can't be friends with people that don't respect the table pancake.
Yeah.
I can't.
Can I do a table French toast? Is that?
Yeah, that's fine. Table that cool? Carb is good. Right. Checks the box.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Give her a follow.
Yes.
And thank you. And we'll see. We will see how you do.
Yes. I'm excited.
When it comes to beating the geek.
Yes. Can't wait to beat the geek.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Right, this is so fun.
Thanks for being here. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Come back anytime. I need the girls that have the same takes that I do, you know?
We can what, girl talk.
Yeah,
short like guys stink?
Nope, we didn't say they stink.
How do you feel about dudes that play fantasy football?
Fine.
Okay.
See, I just like someone that has a passion. Yeah. Be passionate about something.
But do you feel like they could be hardos sometimes during the fantasy football season?
If you have ever dated someone like that, but I wouldn't mind because it's like I, you know, have a passion.
Right. I think the word you used, Courtney, was losers.
Yeah. No, I said hardos, I think. And if you're losers. The commissioner of the league, you might be a loser.
Oh, I mean,
that's a direct shot at Rich Keefe.
Like, you know, wear a baby's outfit and run around, and that's a little much.
That's extreme. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Eagles take the first game of the NFL season, a game that had drama. It had a lightning delay. It had Wiggy getting kicked off of YouTube TV. They beat the Cowboys on home turf 24-20. A wild start for this one when Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter was ejected just 6 seconds into the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. The Eagles were hit with a 15-yard penalty before the first snap, and the Cowboys struck on the opening drive. Now, some trying to say that Dak spit first, but Dak was just spitting on the ground. He says he does it basically in between every play.
Yeah.
So it was a much different situation. He ended the game completing 21 of 34 passes for 188 yards in the loss. Jalen Hurts completed 19 of 23 for 152 yards, rushing for 2 touchdowns in the win. So now we turn the page to look at the weekend. Tonight, it's Chiefs versus Chargers, 8 p.m. kickoff. The Pats kick off their season at home on Sunday with the Raiders in town, 1 p.m. kickoff there. We talked to Robert Spillane already this morning. If you missed that, go listen on the Odyssey app. Before that, in college around here, UMass has Brian at home at 3:30. Go Wiggy.
Yep.
And BC is in Michigan to take on Michigan State at 7:30.
You have the BC score in there?
The score?
He's busting.
Oh, because of you. Yeah.
All right, BC? 1.429
$626. Wow. Wow, a bunch of bullies. The Red Sox are back in action tonight in Arizona. 9:40 first pitch with Peyton Tolley taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up next.
Nick Costos. Oh. Tell you how to wager this weekend.
Shucks.
That is coming up next. Hill Notes at 9:45.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I will be right back. Sean, your whole reputation hinges on that Bills-Ravens game on Sunday night, so I hope you got it right.
Thanks. I feel pretty good about it. I like the Ravens, even though I have the Bills in the Super Bowl. I still like the Ravens on Sunday night.
Doesn't matter who you have in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I like Buffalo.
Just matters
at home.
For week one.
Yep, I know. That's why
you brought up the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because you would think that if I had the Bills in the Super Bowl, maybe I'd have them winning week one, and I don't. That's why I brought it up.
Are you talking about the Super Bowl or a Soup Bowl?
Ooh, that sounds good. Except they don't like soup.
It is a Patriots Friday all day long here, and so you can talk about your New England Patriots and game one all day long, and Can't wait. Monday, we will be at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. So Boomer Esiason on this show, Mike Vrabel on this show on Monday. We've yet to speak to Mike Vrabel after a loss, so we don't know what he will be like, but hopefully that will not be the situation on Monday morning. Yeah. So,
by the way, I didn't realize the extent that the 12 games for Urban Meyer went viral, but like,
yeah,
it was everywhere. Because I was trying to figure out what was coming from the why Belichick would be doing this and squaring it with what Vrabel had said, and it was like Huffington Post, Fox News, the Hindu Times, it was everywhere.
Yeah, but based on your lead, you believe that the Belichick thing, the banning of New England Patriots scouts on campus and watching practice and talking to guys, that you believe
was the
occurred
impetus.
First,
yeah.
Right?
That led to the, because you asked it, you know, God love you, was an olive branch. Like, see, it's not going to be easy, right? And it would have been so simple for Vrabel to be like, yeah, you know what I mean? And instead he goes, yeah, well, Urban Meyer, first year, 12 games, won them all.
Wow. That show has power.
It does. Don't be.
We got a statue. We got Patriots Scouts Band.
No, that was we had nothing to do with that. But we had Vrabel's reaction to it.
We got power over here.
Do we know when Bill speaks to the radio show in Chapel Hill?
He doesn't do it weekly. It's like sporadic.
Oh, okay. Because I just wonder, like, I mean, he has to speak to media leading up to the game on tomorrow. So I'm just wondering if somebody's going to ask the question, because I'd be interested to know what his answer is to that.
Now you don't buy the story.
I don't trust if sources tell ESPN, if sources tell NBC Sports, like, yeah, it could
Doug Kyed confirmed it as well. There's several.
Who?
Doug Kyed.
Okay, I love Doug Kyed. But for me, like, I need somebody to actually confirm whether it's on the Patriots side or on the UNC side.
It's just a bad look, and I would think that this would be something that people would be talking about, you know, nationally, though.
Well, like it was a national report.
No, but I mean, I don't see it, like, being talked about on, like, First Take or Get Up. Like,
it's been everywhere.
Oh, has it been talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would think, like, this is a major, major story in the sense that, like, if you're trying to recruit guys or you're trying to get guys to transfer in or you're trying to get guys to stay at your school – and you're basically banning an NFL team from coming? That's not good for UNC. Like, that is no way good for Bill Belichick in any way when it comes to his ability to recruit.
And how would the school ever allow that? Like, I understand it's Bill Belichick's team, but there are other people that are involved with the players and making sure that the players are being put in the best position ever. UNC is very much like a Boston College where the school puts the player student first. And I just don't see how a school would think that that's in the best interest for the program, for the school, for the player.
Right. And the same reason it wasn't in the best interest for the Patriots to have Joe Judge and Matt Patricia coach offense, but Bill was in charge. And Bill's
in
charge.
That's far different than a college.
Well, if Bill's in charge,
the school said no comment, and Mike Lombardi said,
"Why are you yelling? There's no reason to yell at me during this."
If this were untrue, it would be the first thing they would say is this is untrue.
But it's okay I'm giving you a devil's advocate that it hasn't been confirmed yet on either side. Yes, I understand that sources have told ESPN and NBC Sports and Doug Kyed. But at the same time, like, there has to be more to the story.
The
I think
scout that it, said that okay. The scout was turned away from being able to go to cover the North Carolina Tar Heels as their scouts go across the country. That's been confirmed.
Who did?
The scout. The Patriots sent a scout, and
why are you yelling? Like, there's no reason to talk like that. You and I are having a conversation. What? Like,
so the scout said they turned me away. Okay,
right.
If the scout said that, then I guess, you know, that's just bad.
Yeah, if the scout went out and said that on paper, like, I haven't seen that anywhere, but if the scout's saying it, then sure.
That's just a bad look for Bill. It doesn't help him with recruiting. It doesn't help him with his 33rd NFL team. Like, if that's what you're trying to promote as what we're going to be here, it's just not, it's not a good look for
Maybe
you.
Maybe the scout tried to trademark Gold Digger first.
Sculpted something.
Didn't realize that belonged to the two of them.
Yeah, well, he did something. Didn't like the picture or something. It's just, I you know.
Who delivers the message to the scout? Is it Jordan in the leather pants?
I would think so.
The one who says stop.
You're not allowed
go
to come
no
in?
Go no further. You're not allowed on campus.
Wow.
Daddy says you're not allowed on campus.
Zaddy.
I think Zaddy's, there's true love there.
Zaddy says you're not allowed on campus.
He's definitely a Zaddy.
But you might be right, Courtney. Let's see this week if somebody asks. Because if it's that big of a story and they're obviously talking about it everywhere, and maybe I, you know, maybe missed it on First Take or Get Up. I don't watch a ton of it. I only see it when it's here. I would think that a reporter would say, Bill, why, you know, it's not a good look for your program to be turning away scouts if you want, you know, to be
the
able
players
to
have to be upset about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so tough. That's a crazy thing to do after getting blown out on a Monday night while the nation watches. And you've got players now. If you want to talk about how 17, 18, 19-year-old players
are
petty.
Yeah.
Are petty. They find out that the New England Patriots scouts aren't allowed to go watch them. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of players that are turning their back on Bill Belichick. It's going to be a hell of a season for him.
And just so we get the chronology correct, the incident occurred before the first game.
Okay, regardless.
Okay.
A bunch of text messages.
Why are you
on
talking
this
to me like that?
I said regardless. You're the one who's like yelling and just talking. You break things down. You talk slower like I'm some moron. So I'm just saying, well, you and I can have a conversation
the only
without
in America
you.
That's questioning if the story's true.
I'm the only person. Wiggy was questioning if it's
true.
I
was
wanting
to know if
there, like
is there validity there.
You really don't.
Oh, I just think, you know, I mean, I would have to, like, but if you're telling me the scout said it, I didn't know that, like, Doug Kide sources, I don't really buy what they say because, you know how sources are.
Well, they called Lombardi about the story, did they not, Curtis?
Yes.
And what he say?
He said, good luck.
Said good luck and hung up the phone.
Right, but that doesn't mean anything.
The school they declined to comment.
Yeah, but that don't mean anything. People decline to comment all the time. That don't mean, if you decline to comment, it doesn't mean that it's true.
Yeah.
Right. But if Curtis says
if Mike Lombardi were just 30 years later, would have answered the phone and said nothing, or 30 years younger, would have answered the phone and said nothing. That's why they do it, because you never get into trouble.
Right.
You don't say anything on the phone.
No.
Smart.
All right. We got to talk to our guy Nick Kostos in advance of this weekend and football, and he is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports wagering insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app now and catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 in the afternoon Eastern on the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app, and watch from 6 to 7 Eastern on NBC Sports Now or Peacock. Wiggy, I think you can have – you're not in Peacock jail, I don't believe. You're only in YouTube TV jail.
Yeah, YouTube jail.
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to be on with you for another season. Did Courtney and Curtis get married this offseason? Because that's how my conversations go with my wife. No. Why are you yelling? No. Why are you talking to me like that? Why are you speaking to me so slowly like I'm a moron?
It's time for these boys to be put in their place.
I mean, that's like, I mean, literally, you guys are like a married. That was a married couple argument.
Well, Kostos, you don't know this, but Courtney and I did a week together with Jackson behind the board, and
I'm sure it was well produced, that show.
It was like a shotgun wedding, and so yeah, maybe there was some animus that we dealt with trauma together. But
so do you guys? So do you? Because I got to be honest, there's no way Courtney likes you, Curtis.
I love Curtis.
No, you both.
We both went to BC.
Okay, you went to college. You went to the same college. Like, there's no way you like
different
it.
Times.
Go ahead.
I think you should just say it. Like, it makes for good. Who cares? I hate a lot of people I work with. Who cares?
Who do you hate the most, Nick?
Who do I hate the most?
Yeah,
I guess it really, like, it rotates on a regular basis.
Oh,
like,
whoever, give us a name.
Everyone that works on my crew.
Oh,
what a coward. Big swing of D when it's other people. He
all of them.
PC,
I mean,
all of them.
Jake Kassan runs the board. He screws up. Tyler Morales is our tech director. He screws up. Mike Brown, our video producer, is on vacation this week. Week one of football. He's on my bleep list.
Whoa. Why are you allowing vacations week one of football?
I got to tell you, man, I signed my new contract. I'm feeling highfalutin, and then I don't have control over the schedule. Imagine that.
Control. You got to take control of the ship over there.
I do my best, man.
A big raise, Nick? Yeah.
Well, you know, it depends on the definition of the word big is. I'm not unhappy.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
When people get this stuttering.
I mean, the company's in a little bit of financial peril. I don't know why you're accepting a big raise.
What do I care about what anyone else does?
Get that bag.
Yeah. Are we really playing the altruism game here? Like, get over yourselves. Yeah. Stop it. Yeah.
Greg actually he pays to be here. He
I take
even
less. Hometown discount.
I would never do that.
Yeah, you and Boomer take less.
Yeah, my ass.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you take less in like a Kawhi Leonard situation.
Yeah, exactly.
better work out, though. Jalen Brunson, That,
oh, they definitely circumvented the cap. Right. Of course they did.
That's the biggest scam going. But the thing is, I think they
also, by the way, how do you think the Patriots finagled this with Brady? For everyone knows that's what, and who cares? Also, this is all like it's like professional snitching. Also, all of this, I can't say that I like it.
Mm. Brady did need some trees chopped down around his crib around that time.
Yeah, like Brady was obviously getting paid like under the hood, and like I don't care at all. I'm sure it happens everywhere. Who cares?
Huh. Wow.
Do you not think that happened with Brady?
100% happened.
Oh, it definitely happened.
They haven't confirmed it.
No, I don't think it did.
No.
It happens with every athlete.
We would have heard it.
We would have heard it. If it happened, we would have heard it.
Stop it.
So why do we hear about Kawhi Leonard and potentially Jalen Brunson? But everybody else.
Because people started to go.
I don't have a good answer for you.
People were like, you're being paid $28 million to endorse a tree company. Do you have any trees? Like, they were wondering what was going on.
But, like, I mean, come on. And I'm not trying to, like, make. I don't care. I don't know that it happens. But, like, everyone's been saying it for Brady took less money every single year. Like, something had to be up.
Like what?
I don't know. He was making money elsewhere. Yeah.
But they, with these people...
And I'm not even saying I don't care at all if it happens. It doesn't matter to me.
Listen, he took less money because that's who he was. It was the wrong thing to do because ultimately it allowed Bill to be like to lowball players and do the things that Bill did financially because he's like, well, if Brady's taking less, well... Julian, you got to take less.
But then randomly down the road, he wanted to just all of a sudden take more in
Tampa Bay. I think he got tired.
One day he woke up and said, actually.
No, I think he got tired of like the BS that he had to deal with Bill for taking less. And he got
You guys hate him, huh?
Who?
Like just New England in general.
Hate who?
Hates Belichick.
No.
We love Curtis.
We love Bill and Tom. I think Tom's...
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sure.
Does Curtis hate Belichick more? Or does Courtney hate Curtis more?
I don't hate Curtis. It's just Curtis will now for the rest of like the well. I mean, the show's almost over, but next week I'm sure he'll be like, "Well, that's not confirmed."
Say,
like he's going to do
say
this.
You don't like him. Why
he's
going to
do this whole
that?
Thing? But the issue is, I've always been a Bill apologist. So sometimes I give devil's advocate when Curtis is going.
There's not
after
much
Bill.
To apologize for. He won a million Super Bowls. Like what apology does there need to be?
Oh, he looks good. I think North Carolina looks good.
What does that have to do with like what happened with the Patriots, though?
We can relitigate this, Kostos, if you want. But I mean,
yeah, he's great. Like right. the saying otherwise is insane.
Yep, he's great.
Yeah, I think we all.
No, you're right. He sucks. Yeah. You nailed it.
One of the great frauds in American sports history, but we can do a podcast on that.
I don't think Curtis thinks he sucks.
I will not do a podcast.
Oh. What about Hassan?
You think he sucks, Curtis?
No, I didn't say he sucks.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think that the conversation is Bill and Tom. We know Bill without Tom. We know Tom without Bill. And one of them was focused solely on winning.
Tom, you would take Tom if you had to pick one, but that doesn't mean that Belichick's not also
of
great.
Of course not. The greatest decision in the history of sports was made in between the AFC Championship and the first Super Bowl they went to, Super Bowl 36, when he went with Tom, even though he got hurt, and Bledsoe came in and beat the Steelers. That decision alone is the greatest decision.
So Tom is really here because of Bill. And why would anybody want Tom? He's not even a generational player.
Right.
All right. Nick,
people just saying stuff to be saying stuff.
At Gillette Sunday, who do you like?
I really want, so can I do a big picture thing first?
Yeah.
And then we can talk about week one. I like the Patriots a lot this year. I said it, we were on the air, it was Wild Card Sunday nationally. I think I was on this station also prior to the Bills-Broncos Wild Card game when the news broke that the Patriots were going to hire Vrabel as the head coach before he was officially introduced, I think like the next day. And I said on the air in that moment, Patriots are going to be the second best team in the AFC East next year. Like, better than Miami, better than the Jets. I think that's absolutely true. And we don't, like, your audience knows about all the pieces that they added. Vrabel's an adult in the room. McDaniels is an awful head coach, but I think he's a really good offensive coordinator. And I think the quarterback's an absolute stud. And I said this to you guys all season last year. So we would say, like, how do you measure success for a team that's bad and is going to miss the playoffs? And the thing that I kept saying was, like you got your quarterback. Like they hit. I think Elliott Wolf has done largely a brutal job with personnel, but he nailed that. And whether or not, like, you could have made that pick, you the person at home, like, is immaterial. Like, he made the pick. And I think Drake May's awesome. And the offensive line, like, quite literally, can't be worse than it was last year. And I like this defense, and I think Vrabel's an awesome head coach. I think the Patriots are going to win 9 games. I think they could absolutely make the playoffs. I think they have a higher ceiling than the Chargers. I think their defense is better than the Bengals. I like the Patriots a lot. Now, in this matchup, if I had to bet the game, I would lay New England. Christian Gonzalez being out is going to be a huge deal, though. And they got to get him back on the field because I love the tandem of Gonzalez and Carlton Davis at corner. But obviously, you take Gonzalez out of the mix when, and Wiggy, you can speak to this better than me. My guess is that you probably would see Gonzalez like on Brock Bowers a lot in this game to try and get Bowers the best tight ends in the league. Like, I think now you can make a case that Bowers is going to have a nice game and Jacoby Myers, the former Patriot, can have a nice game. So if I had to make a bet in this game on the side or total, I'd actually bet the over right now at 43.5. The Raiders have one good player on defense in Max Crosby, and I think this is a potential smash spot for Drake May, and the Gonzalez injury I think does matter here, and I think the Raiders can score more than expected. So who do I think is going to win the game? I think the Patriots are going to win. What is my preferred bet? Over 43.5 points on Sunday in Foxborough.
Excellent. What about tonight in Brazil?
So the number is almost Kansas City minus 3.5. I don't have much of a desire to lay that kind of number here, but I do think the Chiefs are going to win. So I've got Kansas City in some money line parlays. I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year again. I think they fixed their offensive line. And I think the Chargers have a high floor, but a low ceiling. I don't see a ton of blue chip players on this team outside of the quarterback. Maybe the first round running back, Amarian Hampton's going to be good. I think they're not going to be able to get a pass rush on Mahomes here. I think the Chiefs are going to win. Will they win by four? Maybe, maybe not. But I feel pretty confident the Chiefs will at least win the game tonight.
Who's your pick for Steelers, Jets?
I love the Steelers. Love the Steelers. So I'll just quick betting advice. If you like Pittsburgh, please lay minus 2.5. And if you like the Jets, please bet plus 3. I like Pittsburgh. The Jets lost their best offensive lineman a few days ago for the season, right guard Elijah Vera Tucker. Pittsburgh obviously has Cam Hayward and Keanu Benton and TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith, and Justin Fields can't throw, and it's going to be a problem. I think the Steelers win by double digits. I also like the under in the game on Sunday.
So, Nick, 425 on Sunday, Lions-Packers.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of people are off the Lions now, like a little too much, where I kind of like the Lions as a dog in this spot, and they're too high on the Packers after getting Micah Parsons, but him needing a shot in his back, I don't know how impactful he's going to be. I like the Lions. Where are you at with Lions-Packers?
Yeah, I like the Lions also. I do think the Packers have a higher season-long ceiling than Detroit. In this matchup, though, and Shyam, you nailed it, right? Like, Parsons isn't healthy. Like, he's going to have an epidural to play. Like, I've had epidurals for, I'm not an athlete, but I've had epidurals for a pinched nerve. Like, they don't even work, more than 50% of the time. So even if Parsons plays, he's probably just going to be a situational pass rusher. He's a great run defender, and I don't know if they're going to have him to defend the run. Their number two corner, Nate Hobbs, is limited in practice and isn't 100% healthy. Jaden Reed may not play in this game. And while Green Bay, I think, like I said, has a higher upside, I think Detroit entering the year has more blue-chip players. I think the Lions are going to win on Sunday. And something else to keep in mind, the Packers have a short week heading into week two. They play next Thursday night at home against the Commanders. It would not be shocking to me if Green Bay started 0-2, and that would be the buy point on the Packers to achieve big things this season, because they can definitely get there. I just think it may be a little bit of a slow start for Green Bay.
All right, Nick, what about your squad? Giants taking on the Commanders in Washington. Is this the year that Dable finally turns it around with the New York Giants?
No.
Okay.
We need to know, there's a big piece of injury news here. Andrew Thomas is the Giants' left tackle. He's, by orders of magnitude, their best offensive lineman. He's been hurt all offseason. He practiced on Wednesday, didn't practice yesterday. This feels very up in the air. He matters a lot for the Giants' pass protection and the Giants' offense. If he does not play, I think Washington could lay it on them. If he does play, I think you can maybe make the case the Giants could keep the game reasonably close with their defensive line. I do think the Commanders will win the game. I don't have a strong betting take now, Wiggy, until we find out if Andrew Thomas is going to play.
Okay.
Nick, so great to have you back, dude. We love it.
Awesome. I love you guys.
You are the best.
You're right.
Any wishes for us before we go?
Yeah, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And Courtney, I think you should just say you don't like him.
No.
It's okay.
I love Curtis.
I don't like him. It's okay.
All right.
Curtis, you probably feel the same way, right?
No, I love Costco. She does a great job.
That is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Up. Jones and Keefe on Patriots Friday coming up momentarily. Mike on when you on with those guys today, Sean?
That's correct, Greg.
Okay, excellent. And we got to get some Hill Notes in before we skedaddle. And Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Take two. Can we try that again? Sorry, I'm trying to press 100 buttons.
It's fine. It's fine. We got you. Go ahead. Let them rip.
Is there any doubt now in y'all minds of who the real star of the Greg Hill Show is? It's not Greg. It's not Wiggy, Curtis, Shime. The real star is Ms. Courtney Coco Cox.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
1.429.
Unintentionally, by the way.
It happens. I mean,
so it was smooth, though. It was smooth. You know what? I said,
am I going to stutter? No. I'm going to go straight through. 1.429. $626.
Who's moving to the burbs to pick up some leaves? Courtney and Santo. Who's going to cut grass? Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Santo, Courtney. Who's going to get screwed by mass state tax? Courtney, Santo. Santo, Courtney. Santo, Courtney.
When is the big move happening?
So we are closing September 25th.
Okay.
We did do a lease back. So she, the owner needs to be out by October 25th.
Okay.
So right. We will be in by the end of October.
And that's saw the people there. The key to the city for Billerica is already on the way.
Yes, yes. I'm looking for any type of restaurant recommendations in that area.
It's not Billerica. It's Fitchburg.
Oh, where she's going.
We are hoping to be in for Halloween so that we can. I want to do a cooler of beers for the adults coming by, and then candy, of course, for the kids win them over.
Good. Go for king size.
Hill Mill at 9:45. That's not a lot of time for a lot of messages. Angry Principal Dave just had a panic attack.
Hey, I would like to offer an idea for the EEI Fantasy Football League. The loser has to have Jackson as a house guest for the weekend.
Did you guys pick a punishment for that?
I don't think so. I don't know. I won't lose.
Perfect.
So I don't care. But
oh, wow. Jeez.
Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six championships. Don't hate. Appreciate. Numbnuts. And also, can somebody tell me where I can find tonight's game? Have a great weekend.
Well, tonight, Wiggy, you know how to find it.
We
cleared that up.
YouTube, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, unfortunately,
for the donut.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
no charge involved there for you.
I'm not going to be able to watch it. I'm hosting trivia night down at MGM Springfield.
Oh,
with
really?
Yes, with the band.
Aquanet is not going to be cheap, huh?
Oh, okay, yeah. That sounds like
a
good
nice
one.
Payday.
And Aquanet will be performing, but it's 80s trivia night.
Okay,
because they're an 80s cover band.
Big trivia guy, are you?
I am when it comes to 80s.
Really?
80s pop culture and 80s music. And Aquanet will be performing.
Are you writing the questions or
No.
Aquadump is performing.
Aquanet.
Oh,
yeah, they're just performing.
Oh, I love it.
And I told you, I'm big in the Journey and Steve Perry. Yeah.
How long of an appearance is that, baby?
I think it's like maybe an hour and a half.
Is there staying overnight?
I'm staying down there because the boys play at UMass. So.
Want to normalize Aquadump? Never said that.
Is there a journey that you prefer? A type of journey?
Yes. The original journey. Okay. Steve Perry, not the Filipino journey.
That'll do it, Greg.
That's it? Oh, because of time.
Yeah, yeah, we got to scoot.
Well, I didn't say we had to scoot.
Ooh, wow.
Sorry. Try to rip through a few of them.
Costos was right.
We don't have time for all of them.
Damn, Costos was right. Greg ain't got no power.
I mean, I used to, the old show used to run over half an hour, 45 minutes sometimes.
Can I ask a question?
Maybe I might do that here if I want.
Ooh.
Can I raise my hand?
I'll have Nick come in and run the board.
Can I ask a question if no one gets
Oh, no
hurt?
OT for you? No meetings and no overtime for you?
No, I got stuff to do.
What do you have to do?
Post-show stuff. Got to record Wiggy's keys for Football Sunday.
Greg, that takes 30 seconds. Can I ask a question?
No, there's no way you can get keys to the game in 30 seconds.
No, it does. I have to be quick. Seconds. What's the name of this show? Can somebody help me with that?
The Greg Hill Show.
Oh, well, it doesn't seem like that with Sean.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You know how many words it takes Wiggy to get his keys in?
$1.429. $626.
I'm sorry. That will never not be
Yo, fun. That is going to make the Final Four in the tournament of drops that we have for
the 2-9. The zest on the 2-9.
I need it one more time.
Elite.
Please.
1.429. 620. Greg's eyes light up. I said, shoot.
What is too old for Greg?
2-9.
Oh.
It is the confidence that you had with that, Courtney.
Yep.
I was like, wow, that's a lot of money.
Football Sundays, 9 o'clock, Chime?
10 o'clock, 10 to 1, Football Sunday.
Okay, you, Ted Johnson.
Arcand, Mego, Ken's going to even be producing, so it's got a whole crew.
What?
Yeah, I know.
All right. That'll do it for us. Back Monday at Gillette Stadium. Have a great weekend. Go Pats. Thank you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.